What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I want to talk about this story that came out earlier. We've got it linked to whatreallyhappened.com. Clinton to Congress, Obama would ignore your war resolutions. Think about that one for a minute. Okay? Clinton is telling the United States Congress that Barack Obama, the President of the United States, is going to ignore any resolutions passed by the Congress that he doesn't agree with regarding the military action in Libya. In fact, let me read the first line from the story. The White House would forge ahead with military action in Libya even if Congress passed a resolution constraining the mission, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said during a classified briefing to House members Wednesday afternoon. In other words, she didn't want you to know this. This was a classified briefing and somebody leaked this. And basically what they're saying is that President Barack Obama has declared himself above the rule of law. The Constitution forbids the president from making war without the permission and authorization of the United States Congress. And Hillary Clinton has told the Congress that if they pass a resolution saying you may not do this, Obama will go ahead and do it anyway. Now, I understand what Hillary Clinton is trying to do. She's trying to scare the Congress into not passing such a resolution because then they'll be embarrassed when Obama says, well, I must act without the blessing of Congress. But in reality, it's basically a declaration that the president has simply abandoned constitutional law in this country. We are a dictatorship. We're a tyranny. When the president can say, I'm just going to do whatever the heck I feel like, and the Constitution is just a blankety-blank piece of paper, like Obama's predecessor was saying, and now by his actions, Obama has done exactly the same. He sees himself as God incarnate in Washington, D.C., otherwise known as Sodom on the Potomac. So this is, I think, has to send a shockwave through the general population. When the Secretary of State is telling the Congress, it doesn't matter what you do, we're going to go out and murder people, because if we don't, Israel's going to blow the whistle on who really did 9/11, and then we'll all be embarrassed. If there is no Constitution, if the United States government refuses to obey that contract with America, then we are not morally obligated to obey their dictates or to pay their bills. That's the deal. I mean, we see modern politicians always talk about the contract with America. We already have one. It's called the Constitution. And if the government will not abide by it, then it is no longer the legal government of this land. It is an occupying power, occupying us for the benefit of a foreign nation, in this case Israel. We don't have a legal government at the federal level anymore. The instant Hillary Clinton tells Congress that Obama will not constrain himself to the will of the Congress, then we don't have a government that is obeying the Constitution. We've known that all along. They've basically found weasel word ways around the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment, and they're trying to go after the Second Amendment. They've pretty much hamstrung the First Amendment. The whole Bill of Rights is under attack right now, and certainly they're not paying attention to the Tenth Amendment or the 13th Amendment, for that matter. The government is not obeying the rules. It is not abiding by the contract. Remember the Declaration of Independence. Governments derive their just power from the consent of the governed. We detailed, we delineated our consent of what we would allow the government to do in that Constitution and in that Bill of Rights. And if the people in Washington, D.C. are not complying with those requirements, then they are an illegal government. The fact that they're sitting in those marble buildings is meaningless. They are the legal government only when they operate within the limitations specified in that contract with America, the Constitution. And I know the fact that I'm talking about the Constitution makes me a terrorist suspect under the current DHS guidelines. Well, tough noogies. I'm not a terrorist. I'm only mildly irritated. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to continue on that little comment that I made at the very end of the last segment about being a terrorist. And we talked about this yesterday, and there's a new story at whatreallyhappened.com that is kind of a follow-up, and we need to be paying attention to this right now. Now, I've been commenting all this week about owning a silver coin, such as this Ron Paul dollar. Actually, I think its face value is $20. I'm not sure. I know it's a half ounce of silver. And actually, the workmanship on Ron Paul's portrait is actually really very good. I wish the official U.S. Treasury coins looked that good and that quality, but they don't. And the rationale under which Bernard von Notthaus, who created this thing, was convicted and sent to jail is that coining alternative currency or supporting or using alternative currency in the United States is now, quote, a unique form of terrorism. And this is the continuation of a trend way, way, way back when Abu Ghraib first became news, and the U.S. government said, well, yeah, we're torturing, but you know, they're terrorists, and you should allow us to treat terrorists this way, because after all, they're terrorists, and if we're not allowed to terrorize the terrorists, then they'll terrorize you. And a lot of very weak-minded fools went along and said, well, okay, I guess if they're terrorists, it's okay to suspend the Bill of Rights and the protections of all people. And of course, those of us who were paying attention to what was going on were saying, if you cross that line, if you say it's okay to suspend the Bill of Rights because somebody's accused of terrorism, then you can count on the government to change the definition of terror so that they can suspend the Bill of Rights pretty much at will with all of us. Because if the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights do not apply to everybody without question, they're not worth the price of the parchment on which they're written. So now we have this story. It's linked to the front page of What Really Happened. DHS targets libertarians. Now, the headline's a little bit misleading, but basically this is an article written by somebody who has gone through training for Homeland Security in some capacity and basically was a little surprised to find out that to be judged as a potential domestic terrorist, all you need to do is express libertarian philosophies, either through bumper stickers or statements, support the Second Amendment, be a member in the NRA, or hold a carry permit, then you are a potential domestic terrorist. If you are reading survivalist literature, like How to Protect Yourself from Radioactive Fallout, you are a potential domestic terrorist. This is sounding like kind of a really sick Jeff Foxworthy thing. If you are into self-sufficiency, you might be a potential domestic terrorist. If you are stockpiling food for emergencies, ammo, hand tools, and medical supplies, anybody living in an earthquake zone is already doing that, you're considered a potential domestic terrorist. If you are concerned about the possibility of economic collapse, and who isn't? If you are buying gold and silver and barter items, and here we go, there's my silver coin, and I got a silver dollar, and I got a copper ingot. It's all I got, but it's enough to qualify me as a potential domestic terrorist. If you are expressing fears of big government, you're a potential domestic terrorist. If you're into homeschooling, you're a potential domestic terrorist. If you support the Constitution, you're a potential domestic terrorist. If you believe in a New World Order conspiracy, and it's a conspiracy, even though we heard George Bush Sr. talk about it, even though it was on the lower third banner on a Fox News show only 3 days ago. Trust us, it's a conspiracy, and if you are concerned about it, then you're a potential domestic terrorist. I added a comment to this article at whatreallyhappened.com. I have scans from this pamphlet that was put out by the Federal Bureau of Investigation back during the Clinton administration. And it actually says right in there that if you encounter people who are talking about the Constitution, you must report them as potential terrorists. This has been going on for years. And this is exactly what I was saying. For those of you who sat still and said, well, it's okay to use torture and suspend the Bill of Rights because they were a terror suspect, well, guess what? On this list, we're all terror suspects now. The Bill of Rights has been completely abandoned, and you let it happen because you got all caught up in watching episodes of 24 and Jack Bauer, and he's going to rip the fingernails out of those gosh darn Muslims until they confess to blowing up the Hindenburg and sinking the Titanic, and they actually murdered Abel, and they framed Cain for it. Those gosh darn Muslims. And you fell for it. You got suckered into it. It's okay to do it to them, and now it's being done to you. And you can't stop it because the government said, look, you said it was okay to do these things to terror suspects. And we can't help it if you're a terror suspect now. See, when I was young, I thought terrorists was somebody who went in and blew up buildings and stuff without using a cruise missile filled with solid silver wiring. You know, but now, having a silver coin makes you a potential terrorist suspect? Does that make any sense to anybody at all? Doesn't to me. But that's the way the government is thinking right now. It's money junkie thinking is exactly what's going on here. All right, moving right along here over in Yemen. The crowds are basically screaming. They want the president out. They want a new government. In Syria, President Assad has pulled a Hosni Mubarak. He's gotten up there and say, what the heck with all of you people? I'm going to stay here and you can't make me leave. And what these defiant presidents and what the people of these nations don't understand is the U.S. is now getting ready to basically invade all these countries on the pretext, we're going to bring them peace and freedom and democracy. No, you're not. You're going to bring them more oil wells and a lot of radioactivity, and that's about it. Now, over in Israel, Olmert is basically going on there. They're still reacting to this move in the United Nations to recognize a Palestinian state. And basically, Olmert is saying it's never going to happen because we're going to declare war on Gaza. We're going to take it all over. It'll all be part of Israel. And you will never, ever, ever, ever see a Palestinian state because we said so. And this is a continuation of that dichotomy that is behind all of this bloodshed and horror all across the Middle East and now Africa. Because when Israel declared itself to be in existence and it started screaming about recognizing their right to exist, so far so good. Then they turn around and say Palestine does not have a right to exist. That's been the problem all along. If Israel would simply grant to the Palestinians that which it demands for itself, we could have avoided 60 years of war and horror and terror and bloodshed. And unfortunately, Israel's leadership is listening to that invisible man in the clouds that nobody else can see or hear that says, you're supposed to have it all, and I will bless you when you take it all from everybody by hook or by crook. Absolutely amazing stuff here. Over on Facebook, we're actually seeing a little bit of a cyber war going on because the government of Israel has impressed upon the very pro-Israel owners and managers of Facebook to remove all Facebook pages talking about the Intifada, talking about the Nakba, and all of that stuff on the premise that they're encouraging violence against Jews. And yet, a quick survey of Facebook pages screaming for violence against Muslims shows they're alive and kicking. They're still working. You know, when we call for violence against those gosh darn Arab Muslims, that's a good thing. It's only when it's violence against Israel's, ooh, it's bad, it's bad. You know something? I want to make up my own mind. I don't want anybody to tell me that violence against Jews is bad and violence against Muslims is good, because it isn't. Violence against anybody is bad, period. Christian, Jew, or Muslim. If you're resorting to violence, you have failed. You have failed as a government. You have failed as an individual. And that is really where it is. And I'm one of those people who seeks fairness and equality. If there's going to be an Israeli state, fine, but we got to have a Palestinian state. And if violence against Jews is bad, and it is, then violence against Muslims is bad, and it is, and against Christians, and it is. When you have a country or a government or a people that says there's one set of rules for us and another set of rules for the rest of the planet, inevitably it will lead to conflict and war and privation and atrocities. And that's that old saying, if you can get people to believe in absurdities, you can get them to commit atrocities. And that's exactly where we are. Most of the people of Israel believe in some very absurd ideas, and because of that are willing to commit atrocities against everybody else in the Middle East. All righty, we're coming down to the end of this segment. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. When we come back, we'll be talking about the U.S. economy. The news there is not good. And before we go to this break, just a little reminder, for those of you who think that the stock markets actually have anything to do with the real world, have you noticed the Japanese stock market? Yeah, it took a dip right after that nuclear meltdown, but it's back up there and soaring. How is that possible? They've lost 22% of their electrical generating capacity. They've got millions of people have been driven from their homes. People are evacuating the radiation sites, and you're telling me that business is still good there? I know it is for Goldman Sachs. They're refusing to let their people abandon the offices in Tokyo, even in the face of radiation. But clearly, looking at the stock market, how it's basically ignored this whole disaster tells you that the stock market does not have anything to do with the real world. Okay, so I think we've got about 30 seconds here left. All right, I'm going to go ahead and start with Kurt in Oregon. Aloha, Kurt. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is the U.S. has itself trapped in a vicious cycle in that it needs so much oil and so much financing that the only way it can do it is by military bullying the world.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, we're seeing the death throes of a failing, collapsed empire. And the problem is they've got nuclear bombs, and as we can tell in the aftermath of Fukushima, they don't think radiation's a big deal. So
yeah,
anyway,
that's
we
scary.
Gotta take
that's
a break.
Very...
We got to take a break for commercials. Stay on the phone, though. I will come back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 515 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking with Kurt in Oregon. We're talking about this nonsensical war mongering that the federal government is engaging in to basically try and distract us all from the economic meltdown, the nuclear meltdown, the Gulf of Mexico meltdown, the collapsing of our infrastructure. And it's rather interesting because, and we've seen this historical pattern before. The United States government got out of the crash of 1907 by getting into World War I. They got out of the crash of 29 by getting into World War II. Now they're getting out of the crash of 2007 by getting into World War III. And a thought occurred to me during the commercial break here, because we've been poking fun at Ann Coulter for saying that radiation is good for you. And we're seeing all these all of a sudden magically appearing scientific reports and saying, well, we went back and we looked at all the data that said radiation will kill you. And under this new analysis by these accounts we hired from Enron, we're finding out that maybe radiation isn't as bad as we thought it was. And there may be more to that agenda than simply protecting General Electric's stock price from class action lawsuits by Americans who are going to start coming down with cancers from this whole situation. And it may be because the United States government, remember, under George Bush, the U.S. started manufacturing new nuclear weapons. They started building nuclear bombs again. And if they're building them, they plan on using them. And maybe they're looking at this situation where the meltdown in Fukushima is reminding the world of the horrors of radiation. And that is going to make it very, very difficult politically for the United States to use nuclear weapons in its quest for World War III. I mean, I remember before this meltdown happened, I was making this comment that World War II ended with the use of nuclear weapons, but World War III might very well start, especially if there was going to be a false flag nuclear attack either on an American ship or an American city to try and get us going after those gosh darn Arab Muslims. And now with Fukushima having melted down the way it is and radiation already all over the United States, people are going to be saying, no. Nuclear weapons are off the table. We don't care what you think is going on. Nuclear weapons are off the table. And that may be the reason we're seeing this ludicrous effort in the American media to say, radiation's good for you, you know. It'll make, you know, that third hand in your chest makes you more productive. So, you know, it's a very interesting situation, but you're absolutely right. The United States government, we're a dying nation. And it's rather amazing when we realize that 30 years ago, we could put men on the moon and bring them back home. And now, with the retirement of this final shuttle flight, we can't even put men into space. We have to hitch rides with other people just to get up to that space station that that we mostly built. And, you know, we don't have supersonic transportation anymore. We're in decline. Look at all the things our country used to be able to do, and we can't anymore. End of World War II, we led the world in the production of TV sets. There isn't a single American company making televisions anymore. It's all been transferred to other countries. We can't even make decent cars anybody wants to buy anymore. You know, I regret this Xterra that was made in Tennessee. I've had Japanese cars made in Japan. They've been wonderful, without exception. This car made in Tennessee is some kind of a deal to try and fool the American people that it's a Japanese car, but it's made in America. It's a piece of crap. It's falling apart on me. It really, really is. And so the government can't figure any other way to escape the consequences of all the mistakes and corruption they've made, other than to start a new major war and hope that we'll all salute the flag and follow the president into battle. But looking at his approval numbers following his speech on Libya, that's not going to work. The American people are tired of war, they're tired of lies, they're tired of corruption, they're tired of the war economy, and they want a change. Why are we not Cairoing Washington, D.C. right now? Kurt, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I wanted to ask you if the Wall Street Journal had sent you a check.
The Wall Street Journal sent me a check. Why on earth would they send
me
a check?
2 weeks ago, you were talking about the runoff from using all the seawater to cool the nuclear plants, and it finally made the front page of the Wall Street Journal yesterday. And I thought, you know, when you first said that, I think, well, that's just common sense that they're flooding seawater in there. It's going to pick up a lot of radioactivity and flow back into the sea. But I guess the people at the Wall Street Journal aren't the best and the brightest.
Well, what's going on, and this is a good example, you know, it is the blogosphere and the alternative media. We're driving the story. You know, and back when the Downing Street minutes first appeared and the American media didn't even want to deal with it, and we had it out here in the blogosphere, you know, and everybody was covering it, and Alex Jones was covering it, and I was covering it, and Republic was covering it, and all these people were covering it, and about a month after that, then the American media said, okay, we got to deal with it, it's becoming very obvious, this is a story, and they're getting all these emails, you know, we're reading this in the alternative media, why are you not covering it? And they finally had to deal with it. And it's like I said the other day, you know, CNN has been pretending this doesn't exist. All of the media that GE owns has been trying to pretend this doesn't exist. But it is such a hot story out on the internet, and finally they're having to deal with it. Yeah, we're driving this story. The corporate media is having to play catch up with us.
I think the print media and the conventional media is running about 2 weeks behind you, maybe a month behind you.
Well, no, 2 weeks behind, and TV's running about a month behind.
Yeah, very bad, because, you know, when you said it, it was just made absolute common sense, because when you spray water somewhere, it's going to run off somewhere. But I guess the reporters, our wonderful reporters, think it just vanishes into the ether or disappears. They're not a very bright group of people, not only being prostitutes, as you say, they're kind of slow to be kind
to
them.
Well, I think anybody who's really smart about what's going on in the world has to get so frustrated at having to work within the constraints of a corporate media environment, and they just give up and they go do something else for a living. Like they go into teaching, or they go do something else. It's like me. I finally reached the point where, you know, I just had to say, I don't want to have anything to do with film and TV anymore, because there's always this constant pressure to conform to whatever the current U.S. political agenda is. And I've had, you know, a lot of my readers write in and say, you know, that the new Hawaii 5-0, it's just 24 with palm trees, and it's always about using torture on some evil terroristic foreign person. And, you know, at some point you have to say, all right, I really don't want to be part of that system any longer. I cannot stomach it morally. And yeah, I think anybody that really understood what's going on, you know, they're either out of the media or they're getting ready to leave it. I've got a very good friend who's still in the corporate media, and this person's level of frustration and rage has reached a part where I said, you better find another thing to do for a living. You're going to have a heart attack if you keep on going on like this. All right, we got to take a break. Kurt, thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We still got a lot of stuff to get through here. I'm checking the email coming into the show here. Somebody wrote in regarding the You're a Terrorist, and their comment is, it sounds like basically if you're a well-informed person, you're a terrorist. And yeah, it does seem like that. If you're an absolutely clueless drone, then you're a loyal American. Anything else, and you're a terrorist, and they're going to come after you. Somebody else wrote in basically saying that the reason Bernard von Nothaus was arrested and prosecuted was that he put a dollar amount on his coins and then was selling them for different values from the delineated amount on them. But again, the prosecutor told the jury, this is terrorism, what he's doing here. Now, I happen to have another silver coin here, and this one has a value on it of just $1, put there by the United States government. And yet if you go to a coin store, this will cost you at least $14. This one's in pretty bad shape, so this is going to go for about $14. And so should we now start going around and arresting all the coin dealers in America? Now, the United States government issues a gold coin. I think it's got a $50 face value on it, but it's sold at the current gold price. And as the gold price goes up and down, the price of the coin goes up and down. And it's not the $50 on the face value. So this is, again, trying to twist and weasel word around to make it look like Bernard von Nothaus did something really bad. We all know what he did. Up until the day he put Ron Paul on the face of his coins, everybody left him alone. But as soon as he put Ron Paul on that coin, Bush said, "Harumph, harumph, how dare he put that man on his coin? You go after and get him. You go beat him up." And that's when the Treasury Department and the FBI showed up and arrested him. Now they're using this excuse about, you know, a domestic, unique form of domestic terrorism, and he's a threat to the Federal Reserve, to basically go in and confiscate all the gold and silver bullion that backed up the Liberty dollars. They're plundering. They're looting him. They don't dare allow a value-based currency to come into being, either here in the United States or over in Libya. Remember, that was what was really going on over there. Libya had a state-owned central bank that issued a currency based on a unit of value, not of debt. And that is why they're in there slaughtering Libyans left and right, and they don't even care which side they're on. Same reason they went in after Adolf Hitler. Didn't matter what he did before then. But when he started issuing his own state currency based on a unit of value, the bankers of the world said, "We must crush him. We must make the world safe for private central banking and compound interest. And we don't care how many millions of people have to die." Remember, it's money junkie thinking. Because what Gaddafi was doing with Libya's economy and what Hitler did with his new German economy in the post-Weimar Republic era was exactly the financial system that we had in the United States of America back in the first day, 1779. The Treasury issued the money on behalf of the government. The government spent it in circulation. It flowed through commerce without accruing interest and was taxed back by the government at the end of the fiscal year to balance the books, zero sum. And somehow we got this system that does exactly the same thing, except that there's a bunch of bankers collecting interest on all of it, for which they do absolutely nothing but spend the, you know, paper and ink. That's it. That's it. And there's nothing backing up their paper notes. It's legalized counterfeiting. And it's destroyed this nation all three times it's been tried. It's the wrong system for the people. It's the wrong system for a government to enslave the people with. It's money junkie government, and it must come to an end. All righty, let's see. Jamie Dimon is telling the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that a U.S. default on the debt would be catastrophic, which is another way of saying we got to go out and tax the American people to pay for all this spending. Find a new tax, GPS tax, carbon tax, air tax, water tax, tax on the tax. What they don't understand is, and I've been saying this for a very, very long time, there's nothing out here left to tax. When you have sucked all the wealth out of the nation and poured it all over Washington, D.C. and all over Wall Street, there's nothing left out here. And so they're trying to find some way to pay off this pyramid scheme, and that's exactly what the Federal Reserve private central bank is. It's a pyramid scheme by the very nature of its design. Debt is always going to exceed the available money supply, and now the debt is coming due, and there's no money to pay it, because all the money has already been taken for another portion of the debt, and that part of the debt that is still left over, there's nothing there to pay it. I'll give you a really good example, then we got to go to the phones here. This is a Federal Reserve note. It is a pretty printed piece of paper worth absolutely nothing other than the scrap of paper and the ink used to print it. There is no silver or anything backing it up. As the private central bank issues it, they put it out there, and it is effectively a loan. All of these Federal Reserve notes in circulation are the proceeds of a loan at interest to that private central bank. So I, as the Federal Reserve, I'm going to put on my villain hat here, I loan this out to you, the American people, and it works through the society, and say, okay, you got to pay back the loan, and you hand me back the dollar. Wait a minute. There's still 10 cents interest you owe me. Give it to me right now. And you're saying, I don't have any money to pay that that interest. You didn't issue any money out there to pay the interest with. Doesn't make any difference. You owe me that 10 cents. Give me your house. Give me your car. Give me your daughters and sons' lives in servitude and foreign wars so I can bring the American system of banking to all these other countries. That's why it's a pyramid scheme. The economy continues to work only as long as larger and larger pools of borrowers can be found to allow the creation of new money with which to pay the interest on the old money. And when you run out of borrowers, the pyramid collapses, and that's what's happening right now. And so what Dumont is saying when he talks about a default would be catastrophic, it would be catastrophic for the bankers because their entire pyramid would come crashing down. Wouldn't be catastrophic for you and I. The sooner you and I all decide that this is just a huge hoax and we don't want to be the victims of a banking fraud any longer, because we've had enough of it between the mortgage-backed security fraud and the Federal Reserve itself. We've had enough banking fraud. It's time to bring it to an end. And as soon as it crashes down, we will start a new country and we will go back to the financial system that worked for the American people. The government issues the currency, spends it into circulation. It circulates through society without accruing interest to a private banker, is taxed back by the government at the end of the cycle to zero the books out. That's what worked for early America. That's what worked to turn Germany's crashed economy around. That is the system that works in the nations that do not allow compound interest in private central banks, which is why we're invading all those nations, to make the world safe for compound interest. Clayton in Austin. Aloha, Clayton. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Good to talk with you. Hey, you know, I think it's interesting when we're forced to take printed pieces of paper and they say that, no, it's worth a dollar because we say it is. But if you try to go the other direction with it, it doesn't work so well. I wanted to take a few gold coins out of the country, and the $50 face is the American Buffalo gold coin. And so I had, yes, a few of those, and I went and I said, you can take $10,000, supposedly. And I was like, well, these, I have three of them. I said, these are worth $150. Y'all said it's $150. And they said, oh, no, you got to have receipts. You got to show what you paid for it. So if you try to flip it the other way and play the game like, hey, you all said it had a face value of 20 or 50, they want to see receipts if it's actual metal. So
yeah, they definitely want to do that. You know, it's rather amazing there. That, you know, I mean, this is basically what there was this employer who wanted to pay his employees in those Buffalo $50 gold coins,
yeah,
and then basically withhold taxes based on the face value of the coins. And of course, the IRS went after him. But it's rather interesting. I'll tell you the real basic difference between a Federal Reserve note by the Federal Bank and a silver coin, whether it's a U.S. issued silver coin or a Ron Paul silver coin or even just a slug of silver. That silver coin, the worth of that coin is in your hands and under your control at all times. That's why ancient Roman silver coins, even though that government has been gone for almost 2,000 years, they're still worth what they were worth when they were made because the value is intrinsic. This paper note puts the control of its worth in the hands of the bankers. And that's what's happening right now. The reason you're seeing your prices for fuel and food and everything else skyrocket is because Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Voldemort has that magic printing press. And every time he turns it on to print up more of these paper notes to shower all over his buddies at Wall Street, you know, to keep them in business and let them go on buying their $150,000 wristwatches, the money that you have already worked for and earned and saved loses value. It's magic. Value, wealth, leaves your pocket by magic, disappears into thin air, and shows up in the pockets of Ben Voldemort's cronies by magic. And that's exactly the reason why this is such a trap. The worth of this money is not under your control. It's under the control of the government and the bankers, and they will reduce its worth in order to keep you weak and helpless and unable to stand up to what they're doing. When you have gold and silver money, whether it's Ron Paul this thing or the U.S. silver dollar, they cannot change the value of that coin. It doesn't matter how much Ben Voldemort waves his magic wand, they can't change the value of this or even, you know, these, the copper ingots things.
I totally agree, and that's an excellent explanation. And seeing you hold up coins, I encourage everybody, even if you can just afford one silver coin, to go buy one and hold it in your hand, just because there is something that's when I really started to get it. That's what did it for me. And it took me a while to get my hands around this whole, what you just explained. But now I feel like I understand it very well. And I think it's the key to really understanding how they are looting us and driving us into poverty. So thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. You got it. Anyway, you know, and I just realized this is a half ounce of silver. There are the equivalent of 1,000 of these used for the wiring and hardware inside a cruise missile. Because it's 500 ounces of silver are used for whatever it is they use it for in the cruise missile, plus the gold on the connectors and the circuit board. They're making these things like pieces of jewelry. Look at it. It's beautiful. It's shiny. It glitters. Boom. All right, we need to buy another one. It's a little sick. It's a little sick that they're making these machines of death with gold and silver. They're like idols. They worship them. Do you remember the franchise, the Planet of the Apes movie franchise, and then there was a spin-off TV series and everything? And the one of them, there was this underground city. I can't remember which one of them it was. But there was this amazing thing where there was this subterranean cathedral that it was covered over by melted lava, but they were these horribly radioactively mutated people were still using it for religious services. And the idol they worshipped was this ultimate bomb, which at the end of the movie blows up the entire world. And they prayed to it, and they had hymns that they sang to it. And I don't know who wrote the music for the movie, but I remember it was this amazingly beautiful, discordant distortion of more traditional hymns, and they prayed and worshiped this god. And it's almost like that's happening now. Look at what they're making these weapons out of, the most expensive materials they can find. They're not even worried about making death cost effective and efficient. They make what is that line from not Hemingway, Shaw, George Bernard Shaw. He wrote this work called Man and Superman, and the third act is called Don Juan in Hell. And I actually did this as Reader's Theater many, many, many years ago, and there's this wonderful line in there. I played Satan, which I know is going to tickle the fancy of all those Bible bangers who are still out there listening to me, but yes, I played the devil. And I played him as a gentleman, as Shaw had written him. And I said, you know, there was this one line I remember all these years later, and it's, there's nothing in man's industry but his greed and his sloth. His heart is in his weapons. And it's absolutely true. You know, they'll make the cars as cheaply as they can, and they'll make the factories as cheaply as they can, and they'll make the schools and hospitals as cheaply as they can. But when they build their weapons, it's silver and gold and gemstones and the finest quality craftsmanship and the most expensive things they can find in there to make these things seem wonderful and noble and holy. They're murder machines done up as items of jewelry. It's a little sick, if you ask me. It's more than a little sick. It's a lot sick. It really, really is. All right, coming back to home and talking about the cheapest possible schools, the government of Michigan, the greedy old party, I might add, is basically, they're still moving forward with their union-busting law, even though the court issued an injunction and a temporary restraining order. They're basically ignoring the court. It's just like Obama's doing with the Congress. We're going to do what we want to do. Seek heil, seek heil, seek heil. And they're basically going forward with this law to basically remove collective bargaining rights from the various unions. And now the Michigan's greedy old party is trying to get a bill passed where if a teacher goes out on strike because of their plummeting salaries and living conditions, their teacher's license can be revoked by the state. In other words, you will work for the money we decide you should be making, and you have nothing to say about it. You will live on less money, so we can save the Wall Street bankers from prison and go on making these wonderful $1.4 million each gold and silver cruise missiles. That's what's going on up there in Michigan. Remember, this is not about saving government money, because if you drive everybody's salaries and wages down to the minimum wage, down to the level that Mexico is operating at, so they can drop the borders, state revenues have to drop. Teachers pay taxes too, so do firefighters, so do police officers. But it won't stop with the police and teachers and firefighters. It's going to be everybody driven down. You must make do with less so the government can have more. You must make do with less so Wall Street can have more. Horror upon horrors if the Federal Reserve's pyramid system were going to collapse. So you're going to have to just live a reduced life so that we can have more. The average American has lost 23% of their net worth over the last 5 years. It's just been taken away from them by Ben Voldemort and his magic printing press, or by the fraudulent foreclosures, or by the crashing of various investment firms with these fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. You're being robbed every single day of your life. The goal is to make you live like medieval serfs so that our lords and ladies can have ever more grand and spectacular palaces in which to remind themselves that they are loved by God, and that God's favor is demonstrated by all the gold and silver and jewelry that they're adorned with. If you actually go through the Bible and you like count up comments about prayers and stuff, possessions, wealth, and gold dominate that book. We'll be right back.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And just kind of finishing up on the comment before we went to commercial before. If you go through the Bible and you keep count. Remember all those years ago, I was raised Congregationalist, and my family's been, on my father's side, has been Catholic ever since the Inquisition put vices on our tender parts and said, you will not be Jewish anymore. And I was raised Congregationalist, and I sang in the choir in our little town of Loudon Church, and they gave me the pin. And then they made the biggest mistake ever. They gave me a Bible, because I read it. And that was when I became an atheist. Anyway, if you go through the Bible and you count it up, there are about 500 verses on the subject of prayer. There are less than 500 verses on the subject of faith. There are over 2,000 verses on the subjects of money and possessions. Remember, what you're into is what you write about. And one of the patterns we see consistently with a wide range of religions is this idea that, you know, God's approval of you is measured by the amount of wealth you can acquire, which probably explains why so many of these TV preachers are living lives to rival Midas. And where we get into this really dangerous situation is when you have one group of people wandering the face of the earth saying that the gods desired that we get a larger share of life's blessings than everybody else, and anything we do to achieve that is looked on with divine blessing, then you get some real bad atrocities. Whether it's, you know, well, you know, Pope Innocent III saying, yes, go off and kill all the Muslims and steal Jerusalem because it's a great tourist attraction, and there's all those tax revenues from from the trade routes. All the trade routes went around that eastern end of the Mediterranean, and there was tolls and cartage and, you know, huge money-making opportunity, all that opium from Turkey flowing down into Egypt and all the rest of it. It was more, you know, this whole thing about religion and the Holy Mount and all the rest of it, that was just the cover. That was to sell the wars to the suckers. The real goal was there was a lot of money to be made in Jerusalem back then. Not as much now today because we have, you know, large container shipping and we have air travel and we have other ways of getting goods from one part of the world to the other without requiring caravans. So that's really kind of what it's all about. It's about, you know, money, and it's about convincing yourselves that whatever God you pray to meant for you to have more of the money than anybody else. And I think it's a very socially destructive attitude. And again, I don't have a problem with somebody becoming rich through their own work. Like when Edison invents the electric light bulb and we all buy it because it's safer than candles and lanterns in our homes and more convenient to just flip that little switch, yeah, he deserved the money he made for that. But when a company like General Electric makes compact fluorescent lighting that's more expensive, less reliable, and highly toxic, then goes to the government to force us all to buy it, that's not a proper way to be making money. That's just gaming the system and extracting money from people under duress, under coercion, under threat of force. That's not an appropriate way to make money. And certainly setting up a private central bank that automatically draws all the wealth of a nation to the bankers, that enslaves the people to the illusion of perpetual debt, that I cannot agree with. I'm opposed to all forms of tyranny, and the private central bank is one of the worst. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock Central here in the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, and aloha, America.
Next